Hi, welcome to English Marathon. This is Jeffrey. Hello, 大家好，欢迎收听英文口语马拉松。我是 DJ 叶童桥。坚持为大家提供地道、简单、实用的英文口语。And today is already day 102. Yeah, 在节目之前呢，要提醒各位，想要查看每天例句的同学，请登录喜马拉雅 APP， 点击每日的封面照片，那就可以查看到 Jeffrey 每日为大家呈现的精彩例句了。Anyway, let's take a look what we're going to have today.那今天呢，我们要学习几个和 hair 相关的习惯用语了。Hair, H-A-I-R, 头发的意思。And the first expression is split hairs. Split, S-P-L-I-T. Split hairs, split 表示分割、剖分的意思。那头发嘛，本来就很细了，再要去把它分割或者剖开的话，那就不知道该有多繁琐了。所以 split hairs 作为习惯用语，当然有它的比喻含义了。那接下来我们就听一个例子来体会一下的含义。 OK, and listen carefully. Look, let's tell our lawyers to stop splitting hairs on things like whose name comes first in our ads. I don't care. I'm ready to sign a contract right now if you feel the same. 这个人说，哎，我们去跟各自的律师说说吧，别再纠缠广告上把谁的名字排在第一位之类的这种啊细枝末节的问题了，我才不在乎呢。要是你同意我的看法的话，我们现在就准备怎么样在合同上签字了。 OK, let's listen to one more time. Look, let's tell our lawyers to stop splitting hairs on things like whose name comes first in our ads. I don't careI'm ready to sign a contract right now if you feel the same. 所以在这儿呢 ,splitting hairs 的含义就是缠住细枝末节的问题不放。OK, splitting hair. 你想本来就已经是很细了，你还要再把它分得更细的话，确实是在给自己找麻烦，有的时候没有必要纠缠在这些 splitting hairs 的问题上面。Alright?那接下来我们再来听一个例子，这段话说的是全家人在老奶奶去世后聚在一起商量，不再保留奶奶的这个住房，大家要公分她屋子里的这些东西啊，遗物。某些家庭成员开始为自己喜欢什么、想得到奶奶哪些纪念品而争论起来，于是一个家庭成员为了避免争吵呢，提出了一条合情合理的建议。 And now let's listen to it. Look,Granny would be upset to hear you arguing like this. Let's not split hairs. We'll take turns putting our names on plates, books, pictures. That's a fair way.
他说，诸位，奶奶要听到你们这样争吵，她也会生气的。我们别为这些小事儿争来争去，纠缠不休了。还是大家轮流把自己的名字贴到自己想要的盘子、书和照片上吧，这样呢才比较公平。
OK, come on one more time with this one.Look, Granny would be upset to hear you arguing like this. Let's not split hairs. We will take turns putting our names on plates, books, pictures. That's the fair way.
所以在这儿呢 ,split hairs 的意思呢也是为区区的小事斤斤计较啊，其实跟刚才差不多了。
OK, last one for today is bad hair day.
那今天的最后一个呢叫做 bad hair day. Bad, B-A-D, 糟糕的、坏的。Hair, H-A-I-R, day, D-A-Y. 那 bad hair day 从字面上解释的话是发型糟糕的一天。那大家想想，如果你发型非常糟糕，在外面待了一天，你的心情会是怎么样的呢？ OK,那比如说像现在冬天的北京，经常会风很大，经常会被吹的什么呀，女生披头散发的，那男生有时候也会被吹的披头散发的。 Alright, 那像这样的天气呢，我们就可以把它叫做 bad hair day。 但是当然 bad hair day 如果用在口语当中，它的意义啊远远超过这个发型而言了，并且不仅仅局限于女性，也能说男性。那接下来要听到这个例子啊，就是关于一位 gentleman. Let's take a look. Did I have a bad hair day? First,
My car wouldn't start, so I was late for work. Next, my computer crashed. Then I forgot a lunch date with an important client, so I went home with a terrible headache.
他说了，他那天真是处处碰壁。第一件倒霉的事儿就是车怎么样发动不了了，于是上班就迟到了，接着电脑又出了故障，随后又忘了跟一位重要客户有午餐的约会，所以回家时候头疼的要命啊，一天倒霉事儿接二连三。所以接下来所以大家一定明白 bad hair day 是什么意思了，就是事事不顺的一天。 OK
Anyway, one more time with this sentence. Did I have a bad hair day?First, my car wouldn't start, so I was late for work. Next, my computer crashed. Then I forgot a lunch date with an important client. So I went home with a terrible headache.
那 bad hair day 不仅可以说各个年龄身份的人，那当然也包括这个年轻的学生啊。接下来比如说你是学生的话，我们来听听有没有这样的一个经历。
I knew it would be a bad hair day when I learned I'd failed my English exam. In history class, I found I'd left the paper at home that was due today. At lunch, I spilled a cup of coffee all over myself with no time to go back and change.
他说了，当我听说自己英文考试不及格的时候，我就知道今天是个倒霉的日子了。在历史课上又发现今天得交的这个作业啊，落在了家里。吃午饭的时候又打翻了一杯咖啡，弄得自己满身都是，而且还没有时间回去换衣服，所以 bad hair day 在这也是不顺利的倒霉日子了。
OK, one more time with this one. I knew it would be a bad hair day when I learned I'd failed my English exam. In history class, I found I left my paper at home that was due today.At lunch, I spilled a cup of coffee all over myself with no time to go back and change.
So, have you ever had a bad hair day?
I guess so.
我相信大家每人都应该会有一些遇到过这种事事不顺的这个倒霉日子啊。那记住了，下次再跟朋友分享的话，这个日子叫做 bad hair day.
Okay, that's all for today, and let's review what we had for today. Last one is bad hair day, 事事不顺的一天。And the first one is called split hairs.
那就是在一些细枝末节的问题上啊，纠缠着不放。
Split hairs and bad hair day. Alright, thank you for listening. This is Jeffrey from English Marathon, and I will see you on Friday. See you guys, bye bye.